It's the Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The GOP got off to a rocky start this week as Hurricane Gustav threatened to put a damper on the convention festivities. But now that the storm has passed, the Republicans are back on schedule and they're coming out swinging. Tonight, Rudolph Giuliani makes the keynote address. He's been on the attack, going after what he says is Barack Obama's lack of experience. Joining us now to preview the former mayor's speech and how the Sarah Palin pick may play in New York State is Karen DeWitt. She's reporting for WNYC at the convention in St. Paul. Karen, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
Well, what themes do you expect Rudolph Giuliani to draw on when he takes that stage tonight?
Well, Giuliani has been going around playing the role of McCain's surrogate. He's been speaking at various delegates' breakfasts and lunches. I caught him at the Missouri delegation yesterday. He's going to do the New York delegation today. And he's kind of been playing on this theme, which was also echoed, by the way, by Congressman Peter King at the New York breakfast, that McCain has more foreign policy experience than Barack Obama. But I kind of expect that Rudy Giuliani tonight, the subject of September 11th will be left to him. There were some mentions of it in the speeches last night, but I think they're going to leave it up to Rudy Giuliani because of, you know, obviously his prominent role, and he's still a hero to many people after the way he showed leadership after the attacks.
And he's been quite buddy-buddy with McCain. I mean, they sat with each other at the World Series. He appeared on David Letterman with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said that they've been friends for 20 years, and even though, you know, they opposed each other in a primary just a year ago, that they vowed that they would stay friends through this whole thing, and now he's really a valued asset for John McCain, particularly in the Northeast, even though I think to many Republicans across the country he holds views they would consider liberal, pro-choice, pro-gay rights. I think they're hoping that he can broaden some of the support that McCain is going to need in November.
Now, there's no question that Giuliani is the most prominent of the New York Republicans. Mm-hmm. In fact, the rest of them are pretty hard to find. The 4 years since the last convention have not been particularly kind to the New York Republican Party. What are they doing to grow now, or at least hold on to what power they have?
Yeah, I'll say it's a pretty diminished delegation compared to last week with the Democrats in Denver. We had a governor, two U.S. senators, one of them Hillary Clinton, the other Chuck Schumer, who's really no slouch, Charlie Rangel. This week, the Senate Republican leader, that's their last bastion of power, they're holding on to that by a one-seat majority, didn't even show up, Dean Skelos. He said he has to stay home and campaign and keep the Senate. So it's kind of the energy level is definitely not the same. Congressman Peter King, who's kind of the most prominent person hanging around the delegation, suggested that perhaps they could get Iraq war veterans interested in the party and they could become the new leaders. But really, the demographics are against them. New York is becoming an increasingly blue state, and the biggest reason why the Senate GOP that the Republicans have held on to the Senate is they get to draw their own districts every 10 years, and they draw very favorable districts, kind of X-ing out the Democratic areas and making them strong Republican areas, but even that is starting to fade away for them. So they're very worried, I think.
You've been talking to delegates who think the choice of Sarah Palin as vice presidential nominee could help the party. What are they saying to you?
Well, you know, I think initially they were so energized by her enthusiasm, her independent nature. She's extremely appealing. But I think, you know, even they're getting a little bit unsettled. There's all this, you know, revelations about her personal life and also some about her having her own trooper gate, which brings back bad memories of Elliot Spitzer, even though the circumstances are completely different. But I think the pressure is really on Sarah Palin tonight to give a good speech, and that's going to be the thing that people are looking the most forward to tonight.
What is your sense of the momentum being generated by the convention? I mean, what point will McCain need to hit tomorrow to really drive things home here?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the fact that it got off to a slow start really didn't matter that much because Monday was Labor Day. People weren't paying attention. And I think now they are kind of building up. Last night they gave McCain's life story. Tonight we get to hear Rudy Giuliani, who I'm sure will give an inspiring speech. We get to hear Sarah Palin, who everybody's curious about. And I think it will kind of lead to the crescendo that they're hoping for with McCain on Thursday night.
Okay, Karen DeWitt reporting for WNYC at St. Paul at the Republican National Convention. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.